Thank you, Mike Judge, and apologies. When I was a kid, I wanted to be John Keats. To this day, nothing is more sublime than sitting with my copy of Keats, now held together with rubber bands and packing tape, and just soaking up the pages. And soaking up a bourbon that spent at least 7 years in an oak barrel. Sex is great and all, but it is not sublime. Whiskey and Keats, yes. Unfortunately, I did not become Keats. I did not get tuberculosis and die at 26. I had to live. Started a business, eventually fell in love with somebody worth the time and effort. So, now I have bills to pay. Not so much time left for the sublime. And that's what today's cartoon release is all about. Nothing sublime about it. This is the antithesis of the sublime, and I am inordinately proud of it. As usual, the best parts were Tessa's ideas. I love our president and all, but I have always worried that he is not funny in the presidential sense. Oh, he's a loving and humorous man, but he just doesn't convert into a joke very well. Not like his two immediate predecessors. So, the challenge of kidding about him has vanquished nearly every comic in the land. Not me. The video below is a labor of love, hoping to mingle the high seriousness of horror fiction with the gentle buffoonery of human politics. Or maybe that preceding sentence is just the mingling of industrial-strength bullshit with a writer's sheer desperation to connect with his world. Oh, one more thing. This video reveals what those wormy little maggots Beavis and Butthead wouldn't tell me during our last interview, and I officially beg pardon from Mike Judge. I promise not to dilute your characters anymore. It's hard enough to keep characters fresh without maggots like me stealing your material. I got a bang out of this, but I won't use your characters anymore.